I heard that one. Such a great song. Appreciate the ladies very much. And Brother Donaldson playing piano again. Appreciate him. And I do appreciate Brother Josh Herrera leading music tonight. And I make it kind of my mission a little bit to mess with the guys who are going through the training process. Brother Noah, he gets up here and starts leading music, and then I'll sing a little louder, try to get him off key. Right, Brother Noah? Yeah. Well, it's good tonight to see the fruit of the work that is done in Master Club. I appreciate, again, Brother Chad and Miss Cindy Biddle and leading this ministry and all the volunteers it takes to run this ministry. It's a wonderful ministry. And so, Brother Chad, if you would come on and get us going tonight.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Pastor just nailed it. I mean, all the volunteers it takes to make this ministry successful. So I want to say thank you to all my workers, but we also host regionals earlier in the year. Miss Charlene will talk a little bit about that. And all the volunteers, I think it took like something like 70 or 80 different people involved to make that event successful. So lots of volunteers. And first of all, I just want to say thank you for that. Secondly, I'd like to say, parents, thank you. Thank you for trusting us with your children. Thank you for bringing them to us on Wednesday nights and knowing that we're going to teach them the Bible. We're going to teach them, you know, character. We're going to teach them from the Word of God, you know, how to be good Christian kids and teach them the gospel. And that's what you're going to get when you bring your kids to Master Club. And that's something that I won't ever waver on. And I know for sure Pastor will never waver on. If I ever do, I will not be up here. I promise you that. So thank you. Thank you for trusting us with your kids. Some of you trust us too much. Some of you, you know, we don't ever see the parents. The kids just come in and we're like, how'd you get here? You know, but no, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for letting us help you raise your kids. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. Use God's word to help you raise your kids for the Lord. And it's getting tough in this generation. You know, 5 years ago, I couldn't have stood up here and said that because I didn't know. But I have a five-year-old now, and so it's getting tough to raise kids in a godly home for the Lord in this generation. It can be done. You know, it can be done. Don't quit. Don't give up. It can be done. And we want to pair and partner with you as parents to help raise them for the Lord. So thank you. Thank you for that, Pastor. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for allowing us to be part of the ministry. I definitely couldn't do it without Miss B. So she's a huge help to me. She is the mastermind of everything. I just take the glory for it. That's what we do as men, and it's wonderful. We're really good at it. So Miss B, Cindy, thank you so much for all of your hard work. So typically what we do is about 6:50, or if I'm running around doing something, 6:55, 6:58, you know, somewhere in there, we'll start rally time. And so what we'll do is everybody gets together, we stand, we do the pledges, American flag, Christian flag, we do the Bible, and then we have a theme verse, something that we, the Lord always gives me, every year gives me a theme verse, gives us a theme for the year. And we say our theme verse. We usually sing a song, something like "My Bible I Left on the Back of the Baby Blue Church Bus." Is that what it is? Every time you say a letter, a word that starts with the letter B, you stand up or sit down, vice versa. So good calisthenics. Continue bringing your kids. We make their heart rates raise and drop. It's a lot of fun. I thought about doing it tonight, but I didn't want to pass out myself, let alone the children. So, but we have a lot of fun. And so our theme this year was "Be Ready." And you say, be ready for what? Well, always be ready. So our theme verse was 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always, always be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And so the first night of clubs, I talked about, well, what is the hope that is in you? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your hope, and you are to always be ready to tell other people about him. And so that was our theme this year, is a challenge to these kids. These kids, believe it or not, can and should reach people that I'll never get the opportunity to talk to. The kids in their class at school, kids in there on their street, kids at junior camp, kids wherever, they're going to get an opportunity. And whether they crack open a Bible to Romans chapter 3, verse 10, or they live a lifestyle of what a Christian is and should be, they will have the opportunity to tell other people about Jesus, and they need to be ready, just like we need to be ready, parents, just like we need to be ready to tell other people about him. And so that was our theme this year. So every week I would say, be ready. And I would say, be ready for what? And they say, to tell other people about Jesus. I say, to tell others about Jesus! That's what we're here for. That's why Christ didn't take us out of here the moment we got saved. He left us here to tell other people about him. And so that was our challenge this year. That was our theme. And so that kind of gives you an idea of what we do in rally time. Then we have split up by ages. We do our book time, we do our lesson, we do our book time, and then of course we have a game night. We have reinstated dodgeball. It's a lot of fun. Every kid should get balls thrown at them at some point in their life. I'm just a firm believer in that. So if you have a problem with that, email Pastor. we have a lot of fun. Nobody gets severely injured. But it's a lot of fun. So at this time, I'd like to invite our beginner's workers. Mr. Jar and Miss Bailey took that over a couple years ago, and they've done a great job with patience more than anything of the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. So they're going to come up and do their awards for the year.
Come on, up here, hurry. No, I'm just kidding. Well, like Chad said, I'm Mr. Jar or Jeremiah, whatever you prefer to call me, and Miss Bailey and Miss Lee and Miss Cushel and Miss Reagan had the privilege of helping lead and teach these little kids of yours. It's been a lot of fun. I know each one of us have had fun. Some were more fun than others, but overall it's been a very good experience, and I've enjoyed it. So let's start off with our awards. I'm going to read some, so if we can hold the applause till the end. And then we'll give one big hand. Miss Emily Barker wins her God Sun Badge, Purple Memory, God Word Badge, Orange Memory, and 16-week Attendance Award. Miss Parker Biddle wins her God Sun Badge, Purple Memory, God's Word Badge, Orange Memory, and 16 weeks Attendance. Mr. Hank Cook wins the God Sun Badge, Purple Memory, God's Word Badge, Orange Memory, and 16 weeks Attendance. Miss Elora Frias gets her membership badge. She joined us in the middle of the year, I believe. Yeah, I was right in the middle. She's been a fun one to have in class. Mr. Ezekiel Frias gets the God's Son badge, Purple Memory, God's Word badge, Orange Memory, and the 16 weeks attendance. Mr. Eddie James gets the God's Son badge, Purple Memory, God's Word badge, Orange Memory, and his 16 weeks attendance. Can't say weeks. Miss Opal Kushel gets her membership badge, her God's Word, and her Orange Memory. Here you go, Opal. Mr. Sawyer gets his God's Word badge, Orange Memory, and 8-week attendance badge or certificate. Mr. Sawyer, okay. Ezra Walker gets his Godson badge, Purple Memory, God's Word badge, Orange Memory, and his 16 weeks attendance. There you go, Ezra. Zane Walker gets his God's Son badge, Purple Memory, God's Word badge, Orange Memory, and his 16 weeks attendance. And then our last award goes to our Clubber of the Year, who's we kind of picked this off someone that's been, has had the attendance, who participates, who listens during class, and overall is just a good spirit throughout the year. And this year's Clubber of the Year goes to Mr. Ezekiel Frias. Thank you. If you can come get your kids as well as we step off the stage, that'd be great. Thank you.
Parents, if your kids are in this group and they're old enough to sit in church with you, you know they're a lot of fun, right? So imagine sitting with 10 of them. So as Mr. Jar said, if you have a younger kid, if you would come grab them, so they can sit with you and bother you during church. They are a fun group. They're a lot of fun. They really are. And so Brother Jar and Miss Bailey have done a great job. Thank you all for that. Let's do beginners at this time. That was beginners. Primaries at this time is first, second, and third graders. For second and third grade. Our regionals competition is third grade through sixth grade. So first and second grade do not get to participate, but some of these kids in third grade did participate with us in regionals.
Stairs are hard. All right, so like Chad said, I teach the primaries, and I wanted to thank my workers, because I couldn't do it without them. It can be a long time, you know, a long day when you have to work and then come to church. And so I appreciate them coming every single week and helping me. They help us teach, they help them learn memory verses, and they just commit a lot of time, and I really appreciate Eva and Jaden and Brody and Caitlin for doing that every week with me. All right, so I'm going to do what Jar did. If you could hold your applause till the end, and we'll read off all their awards, and then you can big clap really loud at the end for them. All right, for first grade, we have Danielle. She got her membership badge, her first and second attendance stars, her scripture memory pin 1 and 2, and her preacher's pal badge. And then Brantley is not able to make it, but he got his membership badge and his first attendance star. And then for second grade, Aniston got her membership badge, her Good Samaritan badge, her Good Servant badge, her David badge, her scripture memory 1 and 2 pin, and her first and second attendance stars. And then Abby James got her membership badge, her Good Samaritan badge, her Good Servant badge, her David badge, her Good Soldier badge, her American badge, and then her first, second, and third attendance stars, and her scripture memory 1 and 2 pin. And then Justin got his membership, his Good Samaritan, his Good Servant, and his David badge. And then he got his first and second, third attendance stars and his scripture memory 1 and 2 pins. And then KJ also couldn't be here, but he got his membership and Good Samaritan badges, his scripture memory 1 pin, and his first attendance star. For third grade, Brooklyn got her membership, her Jonathan, and her Serving My Master badge. She got her first and second attendance stars, her scripture memory pin 1, and her key Bible stories 1. And then Bree got her membership badge, her Jonathan badge, and her Serving My Master badge. And then she got her first and second attendance stars. And then last for third grade is going to be Bodie. And he got his membership badge, his Jonathan and Serving My Master badges, and then his first, second, and third attendance stars, and his scripture memory pin 1. And then the last award we have is also for Clubber of the Year. So this is the person who completed the most memory verses and assignments. This is the person who did the extracurriculars. And then they also attended regularly. And our Clubber of the Year is going to be Abby James.
Good job. At this time, we'll have Miss Charlene come up. She is our ambassadors leader, and our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. If y'all would come up with Miss Charlene, we will do your awards at this time.
If y'all notice, we've got a good group this year. Some of y'all can be on that second row. Hey, start in the second row. There you go. We averaged 20 to 25 a night, usually, so we're actually a little short tonight. But anyway, it's really a blessing to get to work with, this is fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. A lot of fun. We learn a lot of verses. Over the course of the year, we as a group collectively estimated around 400 verses that we all did. So that was pretty cool. Some other things about it, we don't do the badge deals like the little kids do. This age group won't wear the cool little vest. So we don't do that. What we do is we gather up their points, and as it's for bringing their Bible, it's for attendance, and it's off of their verses. And then these points are then converted into money that they go to our store. The store will be coming up in 2 weeks. So make sure they're here in 2 weeks to spend their shares. So anyway, that is what they're working toward, is the the money that they have to go spend at the store to buy cool stuff, okay? But we did end up with our top three for the store for the year as far as their total points. So in third place, this is total overall points, is going to Ellie Kuschel. Clap, clap. We're not going to wait till the end. Okay. Second place, the next, or over that point wise, the second place, Emma Brashear. And first place, overall points, Brianna Kuschel. Okay, so this group, again, we're a lot different because we're older, we're cooler, okay? We do what is called regionals, and actually third grade is able to come up with us and do regionals when we do that. It is the last weekend in February. I'll put this out to your ears now. We need help, okay? We host the event here at our church. 4 to 5, 6 churches come, bring their groups like this, and the kids compete. And it's a wonderful blessing to get to see these kids learning for the Lord. They really do put their heart into it. And I challenge some of you parents, try these kids on some of these games that they do, where they go and they learn about missionaries and they know what country they come from and they know like main things about them. They know Bible verses, they know Bible sequences, they know the Old and New Testament. They knew, you can play all of these games online that we compete with, okay? So I challenge you, try them. These kids will stomp you at it, okay? You think you know your Bible until you go up against them. So again, these kids competed and they do a missionary story. They can do preacher's wife, preacher boy. We actually have some very good young preachers coming along. They can tell a Bible story. They can do crafts, artwork, or different things that they've created and made. We compete in cup stacking, and that's another thing that they will, it's amazing how fast they can do it. And all it is stacking cups, but there's a technique, and they're awesome at it. And like I said, we do these different card games of learning the Old and New Testament, missionaries, all different kinds of things. So, again, these kids have competed well. They've represented Heritage Baptist Church at a great level, and I'm very proud of them. So let's give them another round. Okay. And in doing so, it was very hard to decide, but we do have, I told them I wanted two. I wasn't limiting this to one. It was too hard to do. But I have an outstanding clubber of the year for the girl. It's Kimmy Peters. And for the young gentleman, Mr. James Lund. I think that's it. We're done. Y'all may dismiss. Let's go.
Very good. Well, again, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for letting us work with your kids. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to open God's Word and teach them biblical principles. We enjoy it. I miss it. I really do. And Miss Cindy knows my heart. During the summertime, when we don't get to see them every week, we don't get to work with them. And in your books and stuff, you're working toward a goal. And every week, you're learning Bible verses that help reinforce those principles that you're learning. So I miss it during the summertime. So I was just sitting up here thinking, I think that this was our 8th year that Cindy and I have been able to do it. And I think when we took it, Matthew Reed was in 6th grade, yeah. And he just finished his first year of Bible college. So it's been awesome. It really is. It's wonderful to be able to see kids stay right, do right, live right, honor their parents, honor their pastor, and follow the Lord. And that's what it's about. That's what we get the opportunity to do. So again, thank you, parents. Thank you, pastor. Thank you, workers. If you had a hand in regionals this year in some way, raise your hand. Yeah, there's a lot of people that had a big hand in that. So thank you for that. At this time, our ensemble group that competed in regionals is going to come sing for you. I think we have 9 girls that are going to come sing for us. And then, Pastor, it's all yours.
And girls, that was a blessing. I enjoyed that song very, very much. If you would, in your Bibles tonight, turn to Colossians chapter 4. Do again appreciate the Master Club and the ministry. And as already been stated, regionals was quite an event as we have hosted it again, and now post-COVID, being able to have the crowd that we had pre-COVID was awesome, and a lot of work and effort went into that. But also remind you too, a lot of money invested in that as well. And as you give your tithe, you're investing in these kids, financially, investing in them. So, and you see the fruit of that. It's just amazing what's accomplished. So these kids, as they progress through the ministry of the Master Club, you know, not just learning scriptures, which is the vital, most important thing, but also learning Christian service, the practical aspects of serving others. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Taking the doctrine, taking the teachings, and then applying them as you get older, applying them to your everyday life. And again, it's about serving others. And so appreciate again all the effort and all you that work so hard to make that possible. Colossians chapter 4, look it with me in verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Verse 2, we'll start our text tonight. And because of time, I'm just going to cover verse 2, but I'm going to read through verse 6. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And we'll spend some time on that next week. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. That actually goes along with y'all's theme. And so, let's pray. Heavenly Father, bless our time. Bless the reading of your word. And God, may we again be challenged, admonished, encouraged to pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As we think about the book of Colossians again, we think about the preeminence of Christ. The preeminence of Christ. Christianity is Christ. We mentioned that Sunday. The Bible is Christocentric. Christ is the central theme of the Bible. It's the Lamb of God all throughout the Old and New Testament.
Amen.
It's all about Christ. And as Paul is addressing the church at Colossae, so again, get in your mind now when these epistles, he is writing to a church. Now, this particular church wasn't started by Paul, but it was started by one of his proteges. But he's writing back to this church, and he's addressing an issue in that church. And the primary issue in that church is that Gnostics had come in, and they were teaching that Christ, yes, and salvation, yes, but also other religions and other beliefs, and just kind of putting them all on the same level. And so that's what was being taught in this church. And so Paul is saying, hey, no, Christ is preeminent. Christ excels above all persons and beliefs. Christ excels above all persons and beliefs. He's above them all. You cannot mix them together. You can't mix Buddhism and Christianity together. They're not on the same level, not even close. And so that's what's being addressed. In the first two chapters of Colossians, he deals with the teachings and the doctrines of Christ. It's absolutely a Christology book. Colossians is a Christology book. It's all about Christ. And then we get into practical aspects, the application. As I said, in master clubs, you learn verses all throughout the program, but as you get older, you learn the application. You not just learn them, but you apply them, physically apply them. You're doing for something. You're doing a project, or you're doing the regionals or whatever. You're applying those things. And that's what Paul's doing in chapter 3 and 4. He's applying what he's already taught. He's saying, okay, Christ excels, yes, and here's what it looks like in real life. Here's what it looks like. What does it look like that Christ is the preeminent one in your life? Well, what it looks like is what chapter 3 tells us. In chapter 3, he says, verses 1 through 4, he says, focus on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And then what is that going to, what, how's that going to impact your life? Well, it's going to impact your life that you will change. Put on the new man.
Right.
Take off the old man. You get up in the morning, you decide what you're going to wear
Amen.
Physically. Well, you also get up in the morning and you decide what you're going to wear spiritually as well.
Amen.
You really do. Each Christian decides. I'm thankful the Bible makes it very clear. Corinthians says that the inward man can be renewed day by day.
Amen.
You understand the inward man doesn't grow old. The outward man perisheth. Look. I was looking at pictures the other day when I had a full head of hair. I was looking at pictures the other day when Brother Jonathan Stewart had a full head of hair. We were in the storefront. No, the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. And we choose that every morning when we get up. We choose and we make a decision to put on the new man. We choose to read our Bible. We choose to pray. We choose, again, to put on the right spiritual clothes. So there in chapter 3, he says, put on the new man, take off the old. And he describes, he gives lists of what that looks like. Old man, what the old man looks like, what the new man looks like, put on the new man. Then he describes the home. He describes the home. He describes the role of the husband, the role of the father. He describes the role of the children, right, who obey their parents. He describes the role of the employer and the employee. And that verse 1 of chapter 4 that I read says, hey, if you're the employer, then you need to treat your employees right, to be fair and equal with them. And then in the verse 25, 24 and 25, it says employees need to work and make full use of the time and don't steal time from your employer, right?
Amen.
So it gives you this, what it looks like to put Christ as preeminent. Christ is first in your life. And then he goes on here in verse 2 of chapter 4, and he says, okay, then what else? Well, we ought to pray. We ought to pray. Paul addresses in chapter 4 prayer and personal evangelism. He addresses fellow laborers. He's going to go through a list of men who have impacted his ministry, and we'll cover those in a few weeks. But here in verse 2, he covers prayer. Can I remind you that prayer is the muscle that moves the arm of God? And prayer may be the most neglected, easy thing that you can do. Isn't it amazing how easy it is just to pray, how it is just to talk to God, but yet it's one of the most hardest things to do as a Christian is to set aside a little time to pray. I've told you before that when I had commuted to Haslett, I lived in Springtown for a while, and we actually lived south of Decatur for a little while in New Fairview. We've lived 30 minutes away. We've lived 35 minutes away. And I would use a lot of times my commute in the morning as my prayer time. Again, God's not so concerned about your outward posture as he is the posture of your heart.
Right.
And he says here that we ought to pray. Prayer is what links us with God's throne. Prayer is what links us to God's throne. It is the greatest spiritual exercise that you can do. You want to exercise your spiritual muscles? Pray. He says here to continue. He says, continue in prayer. That means we ought to be faithful to pray. We ought to be faithful to pray. We must be steadfast and devoted to our prayer life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, most of you know the verse. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Now, again, that doesn't mean when it says pray without ceasing, that doesn't mean that you go around, you know, murmuring a prayer all day long. Somebody might think you're crazy. A little nutso. But when it says pray without ceasing, it means, again, to be in the attitude of prayer. To always be in the attitude of prayer. To always be in fellowship with God, and that there's no barriers between you and God. There's no sin barrier between you and God. And you have that fellowship with Him so that you can pray at any moment. So that you can pray and be in the attitude of prayer. We ought to live in the constant attitude and constant fellowship of prayer with the Lord. We must be steadfast and devoted to our prayer life. It is to be the greatest habit of our lives. It's to be the greatest, listen again, it's to be the great habit of our lives. Right? We have habits. I have lots of them. I believe that consistency and doing the same thing every day is what in most men's life especially gets things accomplished. Really, getting up at the same time, doing this, being consistent. Just nobody else likes that. Nobody else just likes, this is my list. I do my list. I've showed you, I brought in here, remember, during our stewardship last year, I brought in my stack. I still have my stack of things to do list for the last 25 years. I still have them. Actually, I'm 29 years. I have my things to do list when I was a youth pastor in 1992. Still have my things to do list. It's cool to go back and read them. But making a habit of doing this, and making a habit of doing that, whatever that is, well, the greatest habit you can have is prayer time, that prayer time and your Bible reading time, that fellowship time with the Lord. Make that, be persistent in it. Be persistent. It is something that the devil's going to knock you off that path many times. He's going to knock you off the rails many times in your daily walk with the Lord. It doesn't matter your age, whether you're 20 or 10 or whether you're 75, you're still going to get knocked off and have to be persistent and come back and come back and come and just you just got to be tenacious about it.
Amen.
Got to have tenacity. Just come back. Keep going. And you know what the devil will do? He'll whisper in your ear. He'll go, you know how long it's been since you read your Bible? No need to go back to that. You've done that 1,000 times. You know, he whispers that. He's a liar.
Amen.
Well, that doesn't really mean that much. You haven't done it in 2 weeks. No, he's lying to you.
Yep.
I'm thankful that God loves you, and you could come back to him 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Because why? He longs to fellowship with you.
Right.
He loves it. He loves to fellowship with you. He loves it, and when you come back to him, he's not going to go, well, you hadn't talked to me in 2 weeks. Now, your spouse may do that to you if you didn't talk to them for 2 weeks, but God's not that way. Amen?
Right. Amen.
God's a love. He loves you unconditionally. And listen, I'm just telling you, you've just got to keep at it. Be persistent. And now, when it talks here about praying without ceasing and making a habit of prayer and continuing in prayer, this is not talking about something that we see in some other denominations where they have a book of prayer and they repeat this prayer over and over and over again, whether it's in the services or whether it's at the house. That's not what God is talking about here. It's not the Bible speaking of. And certainly God doesn't want that repetitious prayer. He wants a prayer from the heart. Continue in prayer. Not this ritualistic book of prayer, but a heart of prayer. God enjoys, by the way, answering our prayers. Do you enjoy answering your kids' requests? If you can, don't you?
Amen.
Right? We do. And so does our Heavenly Father. Loves to answer our prayers. Sometimes He delays the answer. Hello? His delays are not always denials. Just because He's delaying the answer to your prayer doesn't mean He's going to deny your prayer. Remember that. The delay is there to increase our faith and our devotion to Him. It really does. Prayer is one of those great acts that we do that shows our dependence upon Him. That we are truly dependent upon Him.
Amen.
But listen, God will answer prayer to accomplish His purpose in your life. And therefore, it's going to be in His timing, not yours. His timing, not yours. He's always got your best interest in mind. Continue in prayer. Be faithful to pray. Be steadfast and devoted in your prayer life. And then, number two, watch. Watch. Watch and pray. Again, that word watch means to be awake and alert. It's used many times in the Bible, even back in Nehemiah, where you think about Nehemiah telling his laborers, all right, we need some to watch for the enemy and we need some to work. We need some to watch and we need some to work. Think about again when Jesus was there and he asked his disciples in Mark chapter 13, verse 33, he said, watch and pray. What did they do? They fell asleep.
Right.
He came back and woke them up and said, hey, can't you, and then they fell asleep again. We ought to watch and pray. Watch. Watch. Be alert. Be awake. And because of time, I'm not going to go. Yeah, it's just a few pages back. Look back at Ephesians real quick. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Almost a parallel passage to this. Ephesians 6 verse 18. Should have been just a couple of pages back. Pray, listen to this. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And what? Watching thereunto. So praying and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And that's actually verse 3 of Colossians chapter 4. And so this is a really good parallel passage that talks about, again, watching and praying. Praying and watching to be alert. To be alert. In Ephesians 6, the context of that is putting on the whole armor of God. As we put on the armor of God, the very last piece, if you would, is prayer. You can't defeat the devil without prayer, because you need the Lord. Praying and watching, being alert, being awake. I said that my prayer time, a lot of the times, was my commute. And I encourage you, and that's an easy way to also stay awake. And I would encourage you too, I do think this is practical in its application per se, and that is, it's amazing to me how you can start praying and you can get sleepy, how you can start reading your Bible and get sleepy. Right. I'll never forget, there's a story told of Dr. John R. Rice. He'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to read his Bible, and when he was in the room or in a motel room, he was a great evangelist, and he generally sometimes would be in the same room with another evangelist, and they always talked about that he would get up at 4 and begin to read his Bible, but he did it while he was walking. He read his Bible and he prayed a lot of those things while he was walking. So I'm just telling you, stay alert. If that takes standing up and walking around, stay alert. Stay alert. Watch. Watch. I'm going to give you the reason why here in just a second. Be awake and alert. Walk and pray if need be. I put LOL out beside that in my notes. Watch and pray. Walk and pray. Nobody got that one? It's all good. That's for free. I've given that acronym before, but pray. Praise God for who and what He is. Repent of your sins. Ask for others and then yourself, and then yield to God's will. Pray. P-R-A-Y. Praise God. That have to do with thanking Him as well, praising Him, thanking Him, repenting of your sins, asking for others, and then yourself, and then yielding to the will of God. It's very simple. Acronym, very simple outline of how to pray. Imagine your child asking you to do something for them and them yawning as they're asking. Well, Dad, can I have a... You know what I'm saying? What would your reaction be? No, when we ask for something to our dad, man, we want... It's a dad, did you see blah, 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 and I want blah, 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 you know? So I think there is some practical application here. The practical application is literally be alert. Be careful. Oh, devil will get you sleepy. Anyway, lastly, thanksgiving. So we are to continue and watch and pray with thanksgiving. Again, this is an important part of prayer. It's a piece of it. And that is, when we go to God in prayer, we need to be thankful and grateful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. Why worry when you can pray? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We ought to go to Him in gratitude, with thanksgiving, praying. Gratitude strengthens our faith. We ought to think of God and think of His attributes and be thankful. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, remembering Him as we pray. Thankful for His sustaining grace. Thankful for His sustaining grace in the good things and the bad things. Thankful. And listen to this one. You remember this one? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We just read 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Do you realize that whatever's going on in your life, that Christ allowed that to happen in your life? Amen. Christ allows that to come into your life, and therefore understand and be thankful. That's hard. But understand He works all things together for good. Where are you tonight? What are you experiencing tonight? Well, the Bible says that's the will of God concerning you. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him in your circumstances. Praying and be thankful because of what God has done for you. Thankful people. A thankful people. A thankful people is a thankful people. When we think, when we remember of the Christ that sacrificed His life for us, gave His life for us, we can be thankful. We think about our family and our church and our country. We can thank Him. Amen. Go to Him and be grateful. Amen. Thank Him. Make it a habit to be thankful as you go to Him in prayer. Amen. We ought to be faithful to pray. We ought to watch and pray. Well, again, that watching is our attitude, our alertness and burdened. Do we come to Him with a burden, or do we come to Him... You know what I'm saying? Is it just another prayer? Praying, being concerned and watching, and then again, being thankful. So, so, so thankful. I, a child of God, can talk to my Heavenly Father. Be thankful. I can talk to my Creator, and He hears me, and He longs to answer me. He always has my best interest in mind. Amen. Always. I think about parents and a teenager getting their first car. Kid comes to you and says, I want a Camaro SS as my first car. 485 horsepower. And a parent goes, no, that's not going to happen. Not for your first car. You'll kill yourself. A parent has the best interest in mind for their kid and therefore says, I don't think that would be the appropriate first car. I think maybe we should do this. A 1995 Chevy, you know, half ton, three-quarter ton preferably. Especially if it's a boy, that way if they get in a wreck, you know. Right? Because why? We have our kids' best interests in mind. And God has your best interests in mind. And He longs to answer prayer, but of course He's going to answer prayer according to His will and according to your benefit, your best benefit. Let us watch and pray, walking with Him. By the way, walking with Him assumes we're talking. As we walk and we're talking with Him, we're fellowshipping with Him. Watch and pray. We need to be persistent in our prayer life. Let's all stand. We have a first invitation. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. We'll pray and then we'll sing. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You that we can come to You in prayer. I pray, Lord, that we would be consistent in that. Lord, if it's been a while since we've had our prayer time, I pray, God, that You would encourage those who have and need to get back to that. Lord, encourage them, strengthen them, give them the grace they need. Lord, I do thank You for Your answers to prayer. I thank You that You love us enough that You have our best interests in mind. Lord, help us to trust You. In Jesus' name, amen.